Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dreaming.
Welcome back to Mentoring Monday. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is brought to you by forwardwomen.org. And our returning guest is Sandra Crawford Williams. And she is Williamson, and she is the only mentor we've ever had on this show who has led a billion, with a B, company. Sandra, welcome back to our program.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Always great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. And we love the mentoring that you provide on our shows here, and I know that we can't always get access to everything in that great brain of yours, but we understand that you've got a couple of great events coming up, including getting to lead part of the conference at Dallas Baptist University with this Lion's Den. Tell us a little bit about that, and what role will you be playing there?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so the Lion's Den is a conference that's happening at DBU, Dallas Baptist University, in DFW, Texas. And it's the goal there is to connect real businesses that are focused on social impact. So, you know, I like to call them not just for-profit businesses. So businesses that are for-profit, but they really have a mission mindset, you know, to make social impact. And at this conference, there are hundreds and hundreds, and we're hoping to break 1,000, of real investors there in the audience. So investment bankers, private investors, fund managers. And so they come to this conference, and a number of companies get to get up and present and do pitches, basically. But then we also have a full conference. So I happen to be leading the part of women in entrepreneurship. And so I'll talk about the questions around challenges and opportunities that women are facing today, you know, being entrepreneurs. And, you know, a lot of the topics that I'm able to coach and mentor on in my day-to-day life. So really excited. I got some great panelists that I'll be talking with. Some of them actually forward women from around the world. So it's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to it.
And you say from around the world. If you, any of you in the listening audience, want to access Sandy, she has a very, very few limited number of slots for counseling. And when it comes to international business, she is one of a kind. There's not too many people who've had over 40 countries under their belt who can talk the language, the international language of business, on top of everything else that Sandy can offer to you. So you can go to Sandra CrawfordWilliamson.com to find out about the possibility of Sandra personally counseling you toward what you're trying to accomplish in your career and personal life. So we want to thank Sandra for that opportunity. And one of the things that Sandra is known for is getting down into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in one's life. And today we want to address false guilt. Sandra, tell us a little bit in general about that topic, and then we'll get down to some questions.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of entrepreneurship, right, women make great entrepreneurs because we're master jugglers. In fact, I have a mastermind group that's about to launch. People wanted to be a part of it. We jokingly are calling it the Jugglers. And so it's about being an entrepreneur and all of the things that you have to worry about. You know, when you're in corporate America, you kind of show up and somebody else is paying the bills and ordering the toilet paper and making sure that payroll is actually filed and, you know, that people's 401ks are being managed and all that. But when you're an entrepreneur, I mean, that's you. You're going to Costco for the snacks and, you know, you're hiring the people and you're picking out the paint color for your new office. And so, you know, it takes juggling to a whole new level. But women make great entrepreneurs because our minds are very wired, our brains are very wired for multitasking. I mean, it's a proven scientific fact. We look at brain scans. So, you know, I like to tell people, men sometimes are like a divided plate. You know, they have work and these different projects and all these different portions of their plate, where women are more like a stew. So we have everything going on at all times. So we've got the kids and we've got the house and we've got the husband, we've got the business, we've got the recruiting we're doing, we've got these new hires over here, we've got these clients over here, we've got these projects, and it's all just swirling all at one time. So that makes us really great at being entrepreneurs, but it also could tend to lead to guilt. And so you've heard me talk, Rick, before about, you know, ditch the guilt and take the store-bought cupcakes, that as a woman that's working outside of the home, we can't hold ourselves up to what I call the Pinterest standard, right? You know, we just had Valentine's Day parties at my school, my kid's school. And so, you know, we took the 99-cent store, store-bought Valentine's. And, you know, some people showed up with homemade crayons that they had made themselves into a heart shape and all this stuff. And in years past, I would have felt really badly about that. But you know what? My kids don't care. My kids cared that I was at the party, right? Mm-hmm. My kids cared that I sat with them and we wrote names on the Valentine. So it's, you know, I tell people, don't try to put on the cape and be Wonder Woman. Your kids just want the experience with you, whatever the experience is. Even if vacation is, you know, going down to the park 3 days a week on spring break, that's what they want. They want the time with you. And so I talk a lot about false guilt, because society is wired in a way that, you know, we wake up in the morning and we've got a radio, you know, show that pops on with all these beautiful people talking about the Oscars. And, you know, then we turn on our computers and the internet's bombarding us with images of what our life should be and what our kids should be and what our marriage should be and what our house should look like. And so, you know, a lot of times Satan definitely uses those opportunities. Because let me just tell you, folks, guilt is not of the Lord, not ever, ever, ever. And so, you know, I like to talk about it, and I say it's juggling the plates. And the way you manage guilt and avoid guilt is know which plates can fall and break. And, you know, some plates are like the fine china, and we never, ever, ever want them to drop, right? So those are the ones you definitely are making sure stay in the air. You know, but some plates are like, you know, they're more like Corel, and I can go down on the Walmart and replace them, you know? And some plates are more like the plasticware that I use on the patio. And so they're just going to bounce, right? They'll bounce right back and go in the dishwasher, and nobody cares if they fall. And then you've got some plates that are like paper plates. They just go in the trash. When they fall, it's no big deal. And so, you know, I am constantly every single day with my calendar and my to-do list and my family and my team constantly evaluating the priorities based on that sort of, you know, plate mentality. And by doing that, I just know, you know what, this one is going to fall. I'm not going to be able to get to that one today, but I make sure that it's the paper plate or maybe the plastic plate. Does that make sense? Because, you know, guilt's ugly. You're a recovering Catholic, Rick, you know that.
Yeah, and I think that to your point about all the different kinds of plates that are out there, we have been wired. For those loving Catholics that listen to our show, we've been wired to a large extent around this guilt. And sometimes the first point of therapy is figuring out how to let go of that and become more human and get in the river of humanity. Because you're right, guilt is man-made and woman-made and of this earth. And it is one of the most non-value-added, emotion-sucking pieces of anyone's life. And boy, to get rid of it just opens up the door to kind of sunshine, so to speak.
Absolutely. It's completely man-made, and then Satan takes advantage of it, and we take our eye off the ball because we're feeling so yucky and guilty and bad about ourselves. And then we scramble and think, oh, I got to make up for this. You know what? No, you don't. Turn the page. You know, I was at baseball field almost all weekend long with my boys, lots of tournaments. Finally, it was dry enough to play some baseball. And you would hear the coach say, turn the page, turn the page. You know, a guy would make an error, turn the page. A kid would strike out, turn the page. And I came home with that, and I was like, that's brilliant. That's life. That's us. If we can, you know, we drop the ball. Okay, we smash a plate. All right, turn the page. Sweep it to the side, turn the page, and move on. Because if we, you know, sort of wallow in that guilt and what ifs, oh, I used to be a prisoner of what ifs. What if I'd only blah, fill in the blank, right? What if I'd tried this? What if? And so what if is kind of like a guilt of its own. And so turn the page. And that's kind of, you know, what I try to be my mantra. Of course, if we hurt someone, we want to make amends and ask for forgiveness. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying don't be caring. But, you know, we have to just be real. We are broken, fallen humans. You know, I have a shirt, Rick, you inspired me. It says, you know, I used to come on and say it was a hot mess. A friend made me a shirt. It says, hot mess. On the front, and then on the back it says Saved by Grace. And that's really just us. That's humanity. We're big, white, hot messes walking around that are just broken. And we live in this world that's more and more broken, telling us, you know, worse things every day about who we are and who we should be and who we could be. And, you know, that's not going to change this side of heaven. So it's just all about being real. You know, and so, you know, you've heard me say, transparency is the new black. You know, just be real with people. Hey, you know what? I am slammed today. I got 3 kids. I got a client today. My husband's out of town. I am not going to be able to make this board meeting tonight. I am so sorry. Somebody please take notes, or can we do it on Skype and I'll record it, and then that way I can do it tomorrow. You know, just be real with people. You know, if you can just come out with your be fragile first. It's kind of my silly saying. I say be fragile first, because if you can just be real and fragile first, that lets everybody else's guard down. And then all of a sudden, everybody's being real. And that's really what, you know, mentoring is all about. That's what organizations like Forward is all about. That's what my executive coaching practice is all about. You know, people come to me and they can just be real. And just say, okay, here it is. Here are my topics, my issues. And, you know, we just get it out on the table. And I go, oh, my gosh, me too. I'm a hot mess too. And, you know, then we just go forward. And so, you know, I encourage everyone, if you're not in community where you can be completely transparent and authentic, please find that. Whether it's in a small group at church, or it's in a mentoring organization like Forward, or it's in a one-on-one mentoring or executive coaching relationship, or, you know, even with a friend, you have to have that in your life. We can't 24/7 have on that happy Pinterest mask that I'm the perfect mom, perfect, you know, executive, perfect wife. We just can't. It's exhausting.
It will
crumble. Yeah. Yeah.
Sandy, I've got to ask you one final question relative to this plate metaphor.
Yes.
You have reached in your lifetime a point where you have no more pretenses. You don't have to serve anyone on the fine china. Therefore, you've almost kind of broken away from that. How can other people speed up the dropping of pretenses and speed up their transparency and getting real?
Well, I will tell you, Rick, you know, I was in Manhattan on September 11th, you know, there in Midtown. The first plane flew over my head. That was a big step for me, because all of a sudden I realized everything I'd been working for, gosh, 15 years of my career was, you know, completely blowing in the wind, literally blowing down the street, money and papers and computer parts. You know, and I survived cancer and 4 miscarriages, and then almost 3 years ago had a golf ball size mass removed from my head, and for 17 days they told me I should get my affairs in order because there was no hope. So, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through those things to get to the other side of where I am, where, as you said, I don't have a lot of pretense. I just am who I am all the time. So I wouldn't want people to have to go through that process, but I will tell you, if you can wake up in the morning and realize how many days you have left on this earth, just take 80 years, multiply it by 365, subtract how many days you've been here, and go, okay, you know what? I have whatever the number is, 4,000 more days, whatever that, you know, could be. That brings a lot of reality. I think we wake up, we tend to wake up and think that we are infinite, you know, that we are, we're here on earth forever, and we are forever. We're eternal in heaven with the Lord, but this life is just a blip. And so, you know, don't waste your opportunity, this limited opportunity you have, to leave an eternal legacy through children and through bringing people to Christ and through impacting people through positive leadership. Don't sell that out by trying to get a bigger house, or a shinier car, or a skinnier body, or, you know, a bigger purse with a fancier label on it. I've been there. I did that. That was my 20s and early 30s, and it was a waste of my time. And I, you know, by God's grace, had these situations I went through that made me wake up really abruptly. So I, you know, my whole goal in coaching and speaking and writing is to do just what you said, to speed people's process up so they can realize while they still have days in the thousands left to make that impact. Because, you know, it's so silly, but it's so true. I've never seen a hearse with a U-Haul behind it. And, you know, when we close our eyes in death and we wake up with the Lord, He doesn't go, hey, nice luggage, because we showed up completely empty-handed with only us and our heart. And so, you know, just keep it real.
Sandy, thanks again for being on. You are just full of great wisdom, and if I could have a weekly show with you, that would be fantastic. So we appreciate everything you always share. We grow every time you're on, and we know that our listening audience responds positively. So bless you, my friend. We appreciate you and look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Lovely being here.
Thank you so much. That was Sandra Crawford Williamson. We appreciate her being back on Mentoring Monday. Join us every Monday as we continue to tackle challenges that face mentors and proteges as well. As we always say here, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.